I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Chronic stress increases the risk of mental health problems and other health problems as well. Dr. Christopher Seggy is here to talk about finding healthy ways to deal with stress. Dr. Seggy is a psychologist and assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at MUSC. Dr. Seggy, first, what is meant by chronic stress and what's the potential impact on mental health specifically?
Well, stress is really the situations in our lives that cause a lot of uncertainty, cause difficulty, and they take a lot of kind of activation and energy to overcome. And then those situations become chronic really when they just continue for a longer period of time. When we're dealing with stress in a chronic way, that puts us in this kind of hypervigilant, chronic, anxious mode. And then if it goes on too long, our resources can become depleted, and that's when depression sets in.
I know you often do cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, with people in your practice. What are some of the CBT tips that you encourage for responding to stress in a more positive way?
Well, part of that is looking at the situation itself and determining, you know, what are the things I can do to address this situation? Is this a situation I just need to get out of? If there are things about the situation that can be improved, then it's about planning. What am I going to do to improve this situation? And just as importantly, when am I going to do that and for how long? And then when I'm done doing those things to address the situation, what am I going to do to unplug myself from that situation from a period of time and reset?
Do you often hear people mention that they are dealing with a specific stress and then one of the problems is they're jumping ahead three or four jumps saying, oh, no, I know this is going to happen next and this is going to happen. What do you do in that scenario?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's, again, where it's really important to pull yourself back and deal with the situation that's in front of you as opposed to jumping ahead to things that may or may not happen. Often that feels useful, but it can cause more harm than good.
What about incorporating things like meditation or mindfulness or other things just on a regular basis to help sort of keep our stress level a bit lower?
Yes, I mentioned taking some time to unplug from stressful situations. Things like meditation and mindfulness are really about making sure that we are really actually doing that. When you're taking time to unplug, put your mind into that situation, be mindful of what you're doing, and allow yourself to experience that relaxation, that relaxing activity, rather than kind of continuing to worry about the situation, even though you're pretending to do something else.
And do you feel like this sort of unplugging or this mindfulness where we're really giving ourselves a mental break, does that help in a preventive way so that when stress does knock on our door, we're a little better equipped to deal with it?
Yes, absolutely. I also think it helps us maintain a perspective over the situations that we're in. Sometimes when you're in that situation, it feels hopeless or never ending. If you take 5 or 10 minutes to unplug and then return to the situation, it can feel a little more manageable and help you see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Dr. Seggy, thanks for this update about healthy ways to manage stress.
You're very welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.